WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
What's going on here?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
We're all going to have so much fucking fun. We'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
Now you're talking.
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Now you listen to me, fat ass. You do what I say and there won't be any problem, okay?
The Omega.
I'm not your ordinary everyday fool. Okay?
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I think you're all fucked in the head.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Oh, great. Well, better make some space for him in the back.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God damn it anyway.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
Don't you tell me what to do. I'll do what I want.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We had a fairly normal week in professional wrestling. Everyone still has their jobs this week, aside from one person.
Whoops.
But no, we're actually going to talk a little bit of the wrestling this week, so sit back, enjoy. These are our opinions, and this is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have one Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're doing a show. Woohoo! On a non-pay-per-view week. Impressive.
Yeah, no pay-per-view. No covering a pay-per-view. No previewing.
That's next week.
Oh, yeah.
Already? Man.
Yeah. WrestleMania again, because WrestleMania week has to go on a month. So you heard him. We also have one, Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I made it.
You made it again. Yeah, it's Sunday, yeah. And, of course, the one who has to lead it because, well, no one else wanted to. The one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night World Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I got it right. Okay. How you doing, guys?
Good. Yeah,
pretty well.
So who got unemployed by the WWE?
I mean, didn't you watch the show?
What show?
Didn't you watch SmackDown?
There's a show called SmackDown?
Believe it or not, yes.
Yeah, no, I know what's going on. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. We got a fun little show tonight for you. Like the guy said in the intro, not a hell of a lot really happened. We're going to take a look at we're going to revisit the all-time greatest. We haven't done that for a few weeks, Omega.
All right. That's the thing we do.
that's the thing we do. We'll be talking about a couple of things that popped up, but, we're going to kick it off, actually talking SmackDown, right after Quick Hits.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel answers rapid-fire questions. Step up to the plate for some WrestleTalk Radio Quick Hits.
Alright, SmackDown is throwing it back next Friday, apparently. That's a thing. What is your favorite SmackDown memory, Omega?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I was trying to boil it down because there's a lot of newer stuff that's in my head, and there's a lot of... I did a little research and I forgot that a lot of these things I remember were technically SmackDown moments. You know, the supermarket brawl with Steve Austin and Booker T.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Like that's the one that sprung to mind the most. Like I want to know what the damage. I want to know what the bill was. I want to know how much Vince had to pay to let this supermarket get torn apart.
Probably a few hundred thousand.
I would imagine. It was between that and Mysterio's debut.
Okay.
Because I remember how much hype that had, and it was really weird at the time for a smaller cruiserweight wrestler to actually have that much behind him. And then, you know, he had cool music. He had an awesome entrance that they stopped doing when Ray's knees started to go on him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm cheating by picking two, but those are two for me.
All right, Casey.
Mine came down to, Rhino goring Jericho through the set and the supermarket brawl. And I picked the supermarket brawl because it was phenomenal. And I still talk about how hilarious it was to this day.
The gore through the set led us to get the SmackDown fist.
Yeah.
Who didn't
want to get fisted on Friday nights?
Was it Fridays or Thursdays? Tuesday, whatever it was. But yeah, that when they destroyed the set, it's like, hey, we destroyed the set. Now we get a new one because they destroyed a tiny bit of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tim, what about you?
Oh, there's so damn many, like Omega was saying.
I mean, the show's been on 21 years.
Yeah. You know, you stop and you think about it, like what exactly happens on SmackDown? Well, you know, you had Steve Austin, like going back a few years here, Steve Austin and The Rock, I need to beat you, all right? The whole thing with Big Boss Man and Big Show's father's funeral, that was another SmackDown thing. Definitely one thing that gets honorable mention before I tell you what my most memorable moment is. Vince's speech and all of the wrestlers having their say on the first post 9/11 edition of SmackDown. Very, very significant, not just in professional wrestling, but globally, because this was actually the first time a group of public figures actually got a chance to speak their piece on the tragedy that happened on 9/11. And Vince had one hell of a speech that kicked off the show. It, of course, it had company sponsor stuff and all of that naturally, because, you know, like Vince is consummate showman. However, it was very, very emotional. It really poked the heart. That one is honorable mention. And I didn't pick it as the most memorable because of what it was referencing. That would be, in my opinion, kind of a little bit on the tackier side. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm following.
I figured, you know. But you had Daniel Bryan's first night back with his comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Right. God, just so many. You had the whole Billy and Chuck storyline into the wedding ceremony.
I was waiting for someone to bring up the Billy and Chuck wedding.
Yep. I'm surprised that that Omega or Keishi didn't even broach it. But you had that. There's like just so many. But the most memorable thing to me was basically Daniel Pewter torpedoing his own chance at having a WWE career when he put a shoot hold on Kurt Angle. And Kurt, on the verge of passing out, had to maneuver Pewter into a three-count pin position just to get out of it. And then immediately following, as they're going to commercial, the microphones picked up Kurt Angle absolutely giving Pewter shit. And the one thing that sticks in my brain is, what the hell do you think you're doing? This is professional wrestling, not... And then the camera cut. Breaking kayfabe in front of the camera as they go to commercial.
It was taped. He was okay.
But still, yeah, you know what I mean.
So that's your most favorite moment memory?
Well, for the quirkiness of the thing.
Okay.
All right.
So, Tim, you mentioned Daniel Bryan.
I did mention Daniel Bryan.
And his big return back after 2 years, I guess, 3 years out of the business. He's now been banished from SmackDown. Guys, what's next? Is he going to Raw, NXT? Is he done with WWE? Is he headed to New Japan? Is he headed to Mexico?
Casey, oh, please.
Casey, what's next?
I don't know. It's tough to say from my personal... I mean, I'm sure he'll stick around for a little bit to do something. Maybe not necessarily wrestling, but maybe just on SmackDown to be like, you know, say his goodbyes or something.
Well, he's been he's been banished by the head of the table. I don't think he's going to be allowed back.
Maybe he'll send in a video. Maybe he'll send it by a Memorex.
Tout?
Yeah, tout.
His favorite thing is tout. He tried to get that over. No one cared about tout.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see him leaving WWE yet, so I'm sure he'll do something on Raw or SmackDown for at least a little bit.
Okay, Omega, what do you think is next?
Well, I mean, per stipulation, he's banned from SmackDown, so the logic here is we'll see him go on to Raw, maybe a feud with Lashley, maybe, I don't know. What I'd really like to hope for would be a shot over on NXT, because A, star power for that brand, B, matches with Adam Cole and Johnny Gargano.
Like 5 minutes after SmackDown ended, Johnny put out a picture of the two of them.
I want that. I don't want Daniel Bryan on Raw. I think he'd get lost in the mix. I want him on NXT.
Okay. Tim, is Daniel Bryan leaving? Is he done? Is he going elsewhere? Is he going to Japan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is he
not
going to challenge Kenny Omega for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship in 3 months?
Yeah, no.
He's not going to All Out and fighting for the title.
No.
That would.
He's got a match with Del Rio.
El Patron.
It's Alberto. Who cares? Because no one should care about him. Anyway.
Alberto, a lot of shit you could say about him. Anyway. Yeah, a lot of talk out there in the Twitterverse after this all went down is, you know, he'll take a couple weeks off. We'll see him on Raw. They could use him on Raw. Why could they use him on Raw? That's a stacked roster right now with a stacked bunch of storylines going on. Adding Daniel Bryan to the mix.
Wait. A stacked bunch of storylines on Raw? What show are you watching?
Slow up. I didn't say they were good.
No, there's nothing. There's two stories going on. No one's been on that show. It's boring.
They're focusing on what they're doing on Raw. Bringing Daniel Bryan into the mix would just, yeah. You said it. He'd get lost in the shuffle. He's going to take a couple weeks off. We've seen shit like this before with other wrestlers. Oh, you know, if you lose, then you're fired. Okay, but I'll show up on the other brand, so I'm not really fired, but okay.
So what leads? Hold on, Tim.
What's going to happen is like everybody's dream is going to come true.
What, he's going to go to NXT?
Fuck yeah!
See, what brings this speculation on that he could be done? His contract could be up very soon. He's not saying when. He's not saying if. But he's also gone on to say what his future plans would. He would like to work for WWE, but also work other places too. So that's where all the speculation is. Where it's like he could go to Mexico and do some of the matches he wants to do. He'd go to Japan, do what he wants to do. Because he knows at 40, his time is slowing down. He doesn't want to be a full-timer, at least anymore.
Yeah, he'll be the one that hits that does like a retirement tour and just go everywhere he wants to.
Because he mentioned something in the interview where it's like he has a tradition with his daughter where she gets on it on the back of his neck and they pick stuff from a tray. And a couple weeks ago when she wanted to do it, he couldn't do it. His neck was all banged up from wrestling. So it's like this is a sign that he may have to slow down a little bit because he wants to still balance that whole family life thing with the two kids he has right now.
Yeah, and going to NXT, he'd be able to slow down a little bit, but still – have a few matches with that you might be able to put into you know, that dream match category.
All right, so we'll see where Daniel Bryan is headed. Now, on the A&E Network, they have a show called WWE's Most Wanted Treasures, and they're in search for lost memorabilia from the past, whether it's a Mr. Sacco or the Undertaker's purple jacket or an old Kane mask, whatever you want. What is one thing from wrestling history that you guys would want in your collection? Oh my god.
Oh fuck.
If you can get one thing.
Yeah, I thought about this before the show and I couldn't think of anything. Now I'm trying to think of it again.
Not an RVD singlet. Not a lock of Chris Jericho's hair.
Not an outfit for Stratus.
Okay, if you think I want something that touched RVD's gooch, you think I'm the wrong fanboy here.
Wrong kind of fanboy.
The thing is, like, if it was something I'd want it to be, like, obvious and unique. Like, that didn't come off of WWE shop. That wasn't, like, a reproduction that came off of Etsy. That's that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was. That's where my brain stopped. Like, wait, what? Like, what would be that thing? It's like there's no way to fake that. That is the actual thing. That's where I can't think of anything.
All right, Casey.
I would take a set of Road Warrior shoulder pads because those things are freaking amazing. Yeah.
And you'd wear them in a match.
I wouldn't wear them in a match. I might. Well, to a match. I don't know if I'd wear them to a match either because it doesn't really fit my aesthetic, but
it would be funny if you crawled into the ring with Squig wearing the damn things.
Yes, it would, but really that would be like something, you know how like a lot of people's houses have a big flat screen TV above their mantle? I would probably put those shoulder pads there instead.
By the way, that little shot at Squig, that was an inside joke between me and Casey more than for anybody else.
But yeah, LOD shoulder pads. I don't care which ones. They could be just the plain red and black ones. They could be LOD 2000. Not super worried.
So you would take Heidenreich's too when he had the shoulder pads?
If I had to put them in order of which ones I would take,
yeah.
Hawk and Animal,
okay.
Then Draws, then Heidenreich. He would be at the bottom of the list.
So Hawk is above Animal, or is Animal above Hawk?
Oh no, they're even. Okay. If I was given the option, I wouldn't care which ones they gave me.
Okay.
Ooh. They'd match your red tights.
Yes,
I thought of it.
Okay.
I want one of Undertaker's urns, ooh, but not any old urn. I want the one from that one entrance the bearer had where it was just like a mag light just blasting out of it. I want that one.
They have that because it was in the show. They have that one. All right, Tim, what about you?
Bret Hart's Winged Eagle belt before they smashed it up and turned it into the Hardcore belt.
It's a myth and you know it.
It's not a myth.
You just want a Bret Hart belt?
No, I want that Bret Hart belt.
So you want the Hardcore Championship?
Before it became the Hardcore Championship.
So you want Sean's belt?
It's not Sean's belt.
It's Sean's belt.
It's Brett's belt.
I think it's Sean's belt.
Hey, Brett got screwed.
Did he? Did he, though?
Sean got that belt before he got screwed.
I mean, you can go to WWEshop.com right now and buy the Bret Hart Signature Series Championship belt. It's the Winged Eagle with pink and black. They really made one up with that. Oh, Lord, I don't understand some of the recreations they do. But hey, it's a money grab, right? You're all excited for money grabs.
Do you not understand the adage of professional wrestling? If we can make money, let's do it.
But some of they actually have to look good. This one looks awful.
Oh, it doesn't matter how it looks. You put two things together that haven't been put together before, some schmuck will buy it off of you.
And then resell it on eBay.
And then put it on eBay. Or Amazon.
I mean, I've seen, they've had worse.
Oh, they've had worse than that, yes.
Yeah.
Like, the Stone Cold one is just awful.
I mean, it's also on sale.
I know. Tim likes a good sale.
I like a good sale, not a sale because something's shitty. Speaking of which, I got a deal on a table saw.
No one cares. Anyway.
Well, you just brought up deals. I mean, I saved $60. It's brand new.
Great.
That's pretty good.
I'm just saying.
So, over the last few days, there's been a lot of talk about building an all-female brand. A show based around the females in wrestling. Who in the business is a female you would build a brand around, Casey?
I was thinking about this. Like, I mean, I'm assuming this is like if Shimmer didn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, people are just forgetting this point.
Yeah.
Wow, as well.
Because, like, they Shimmer.
They existed.
Shimmer, Wow, Glow.
They've all existed. But hey, it's you know, it's time in an oversaturated market to build another show. But who would you build it around?
See, I just had a listener tell me it was a great deal.
Yeah, I was probably, if I was going to pick someone, I would probably do Asuka, mostly because, you know, she's a name that a large portion of the wrestling community knows, whether it be her time in Japan or her time in places like Shimmer and stuff like that. And also now with her being in the WWE, she's kind of like a worldwide brand. So I think you could easily build a women's brand show around her. Mm-hmm. And I mean, on top of like the other like ridiculous amounts of female talent that are out there in the world, there's no reason why you couldn't build a female brand slash put more eyes on an already existing one.
Okay, Omega?
No, I mean, for starters, this is a stupid idea.
Thank you.
It'd be 205 Live again. You know, I would rather see the flagship of the WWE present the women just as well as it presents the men. And but theoretically, hypothetically, if you're going to do that, then it's going to be built around Charlotte Flair. And that's not just because, you know, it's WWE booking it. It's because you've got the Flair name value. You've got the talent and the ability. And she is a fairly, she can be a fairly unlikable heel, which if you want to build up a brand, you build up someone, you know, in that, you build up someone in that Hulk Hogan role where you're just waiting for someone to take her down. And that becomes the intrigue of the show, is who's actually going to step up and just beat the shit out of Charlotte Flair. You know, we saw that with, well, look, you see, that's where WCW got over WWF. That's Impact and Jeff Jarrett. That is Chris Jericho and AEW. That's just how that works. And traditionally, that does work.
Okay. Tim?
Well, like Omega, this is, I'm in agreement. This would be a dumb idea. But Casey stole my pick. If I was forced to build around one superstar, it would have been Asuka.
If you were forced, I like that. If you were forced to build around Asuka. Okay.
If I was forced to put together an all women's wrestling show, I would build it around Asuka.
Okay, so that's quick hits, which means what, Tim?
It is now time for the all time greatest.
But first, this.
Available May 11th.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette. You can check out my new book, Messy in the Kitchen, and check out my interview with Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Rack Radio Show.
Shameless. Shameless.
The preceding announcement was brought to you by A Messy Kitchen on the Rack Radio Show.
Ding. Now time for your all-time greatest.
Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Awesome Kong, Jessica Havoc. Oh my god.
Oh, Awesome Kong. Like, that's kind of easy. When she was at her prime, she was an absolute destroyer. It was awesome.
Casey.
Hence the name.
Casey.
Awesome Kong. Just like, I mean, her series against Gail Kim alone.
Okay. Tim.
Yeah, Awesome Kong. Hands down.
All right. Mickey James, Candice LeRae, Casey.
This is much tougher. I'll give it to Mickey James. Only because, like, her angle with Trish Stratus was,
really, put her really, on the map.
Yeah, and it was good and entertaining. So, yeah, Mickey James.
Tim.
Mickey James.
Oh my god.
It's gonna be Mickey James. Like, that's the woman that stood toe to toe with Trish Stratus, who many still think is the best there ever was in the women's division, and was a perfect opponent for her. That's the making of a star.
All right, Sienna / Allison Kay or Leva Bates, Casey.
I'm gonna give it to Sienna. I enjoyed her work on NWA Power.
Okay, Tim.
Sienna.
Omega.
Doesn't matter much now. So Sienna.
Okay, right. If it did matter, would you have gone the other way?
You'll never know.
You're mean.
Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax, Tim.
Yeah, Alexa Bliss, hands down.
Oh my god.
Alexa Bliss, all she's murdered are hand puppets.
Casey.
Alexa Bliss, even before she only murdered hand puppets.
Carmella and Taya Valkyrie. Oh my god.
Taya.
Casey.
Taya.
Tim.
Well, just to split the difference, I'll say Taya.
Hysterical, Tim. Hysterical. Velvet Sky, Peyton Royce. Tim.
Oh my god. Velvet Sky.
Oh my god.
As someone who never liked the iconic nonsense, Velvet Sky.
Casey.
Ooh. I'm actually going to choose Peyton Royce.
Okay.
That's nonsense, Casey.
No. I when I first saw her in NXT, I enjoyed what she did. So.
And I'll tell you what's hilarious, Rock.
Hmm.
Flies were almost called lands because that's what they do half the time.
Dixie Carter, Nikki Bella. Oh my god.
Is this really an option, Nikki Bella?
Casey.
I mean, what could we not have just, you know, given Nikki Bella the bye?
No, because actually there was a point where the Dixie Carter character was halfway decent.
That's fair. I mean, I did enjoy her getting put through tape.
Yeah, but... that whole build up, like as a character, not wrestler. Forget that part. But as an on-screen character for a while, she was really good.
Yeah, yeah. But still, Nikki Bella.
Tim.
How much of a hand did Dixie Carter actually have in destroying TNA?
I wouldn't say as much as people think.
Less than Eric Bischoff in WCW? Or as much?
Maybe about even.
Which is either pointing out that Eric Bischoff wasn't as guilty as people think he is.
So who you got, Tim?
Nikki Bella.
All right. Let's see a couple more. Alundra Blaze and Natalya. Casey.
I'm going to say Natalya. She's doing good stuff right now. And it's fresh in my brain. Natalya.
Omega.
I'm going to say Alundra Blaze because I also have to account for her time as Medusa.
Holy shit. That means I'm going to be a tiebreaker for a change.
Oh boy. I wonder where Tim's going on this one.
The suspense is killing me.
You guys are all expecting one thing, and I'm going to blow your minds by picking Alundra Blaze. And the reason for that, Natalya is wonderful. Yeah, she's a friend of mine, and I defend her and stick up for her a lot. People don't realize that she's not there as filler. She's there to get everybody else over. She's the go-to in that women's locker room. If you need somebody to have a good match, you put that person in the ring against Natalya. However, Natalya wasn't the trailblazer on the global stage the way Alundra Blaze was. Alundra Blaze, for her time, was one of those people who did break down a few doors. And like 15 years from now, we might have a different conversation. But as it stands this very moment, it's Alundra.
Bertha Faye and Naomi, Tim.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm picking Bertha Faye.
Casey.
Naomi.
Omega.
I've always given Naomi a lot of credit for being part of that diva era and overcoming it and keeping up with the modern women's.
All right, back to Omega. Ronda Rousey and Molly Holly.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, before you make your selection, let me ask you this. How done with WWE is Ronda Rousey?
Well, she's pregnant.
Yeah. She's 4 months in, so she's at least 6 months done with WWE right now.
At least 16 months done.
It's hard because these two have extremely different qualifications for moving on. Like, Ronda's the best rookie ever, men or women. And then Molly Holly has just been... so, because she's been around for so long, she was so good when she was around. Honestly, for what she achieved in such a short time, I'll go Ronda.
Casey.
Damn, this is hard. And we're only in the first set of brackets. I don't like that. I'm going to give it to Molly Holly just based on the amount of stuff that she did. Ronda Rousey did, like, fantastic things in the, like, you know, Rock said in a short amount of time, but I'm gonna go with Molly Holly.
Tim.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey, a whole bunch in a very short amount of time. However, she was catered to. She was a big name before she came into WWE, and she was brought into WWE. Yeah, of course, because she wanted to try her hand at pro wrestling, but because the name value would give the company a pop. And so she was catered to. Molly Holly actually wasn't handed shit. She worked for every accolade she got. She worked for every position she wound up achieving. It's a case of, were you born rich or did you work your ass off for the same amount of money? And when you use that comparison, it's Molly Holly.
Casey, Bailey or Rhea Ripley?
No.
Fuck.
I'm going to say Bailey, just based on how sore her back got carrying SmackDown.
Very well put.
Yeah. She's earned the right to move on. Rhea Ripley will do amazing things. Just not against Bailey. Not right now.
Tim.
Bailey.
Tim, who you got?
Bailey, just because Rhea's a little bit too new on the scene yet.
Oh my god.
I mean, I've spoken my love of Bailey for a long time. She's been the most lovable babyface, the most annoying and hated heel, and she's been consistently one of the best workers in the company.
Jeez. And that's why there's that restraining order.
Okay, look, I was having a hard week, okay? I'm better now.
Okay.
All right, Bailey moves on that one. To me, this Nuka, Jordan Grace, Omega.
Jordan Grace.
Casey.
Jordan Grace.
Tim.
Jordan Grace.
Eve Torres, Lacey Evans.
Oh, shit.
Tim.
Lacey Evans.
Omega.
I will actually give it to Eve Torres. Because Lacey has never earned shit.
Casey.
Eve Torres, because she was instrumental in getting Zack Ryder pushed off the stage in a wheelchair.
Brie Bella, Missy Hyatt. Oh my god.
Brie Bella.
Tim.
Give me those options again.
Brie Bella, Missy Hyatt.
Brie Bella.
Casey.
Brie Bella.
Nikki Cross, Victoria. Oh my god.
Who was crazier? Victoria.
Casey.
Victoria.
Tim.
Victoria.
We have 1, 2, 3. All right, we're almost done. Kelly, Zelina Vega.
Zelina Vega.
Tim.
No, ask Omega first.
Tim.
No. I'm serious, and there's a reason for it. Ask Omega first.
Oh, my God.
Anyone who's not Kelly Kelly.
Tim.
Zelina. I was just kind of half hoping that Omega would refer to Kelly Kelly's inability to actually work her own bra strap.
Shayna Baszler, Ember Moon, Omega.
Both really good, both kind of coming up at the same time, but I really prefer Ember.
Casey.
Shayna Baszler, because she scares me more.
Tim.
Ember Moon.
Dana Brooke, Deborah McMichael, Casey.
Wow, that's a matchup, as I scramble to find a coin to flip.
There's a coin command in chat if you want it. Exclamation coin. We have that ability.
Dana Brooke.
Tim.
Dana Brooke's getting better. However, I'm not picking her.
Omega.
Dana Brooke is improving, and that still says very little.
So you're going Dana?
No, I'm going with Deborah. Based on, I've been entertained by Deborah in the past as a character. I still don't know what Dana's character is.
Yeah, not only that, Deborah had cookies.
Yeah.
Dawn,
you guys forgot about the cookies.
Dawn Marie, Kairi Sane. Oh my god.
Kairi Sane.
Casey.
Kairi Sane.
Tim.
The Empire would have won if they actually did have cookies. Kairi Sane.
And finally, Liv Morgan, Brooke Tessmacher. Oh my god.
Brooke.
Casey.
Brooke.
Tim.
No love for Tessmacher. Brooke.
That is Tessmacher.
I know. Jeez, you just don't get it sometimes.
Or do you not?
No, he's quoting Superman. I'm sure.
We're done.
Yeah, Casey got it. Congratulations, Casey. Casey, you win.
Yay.
Yes, your prize is a screening of Superman from 1976.
Sweet. I have it on Blu-ray.
There you go. So you get to watch it later on.
Whenever I want.
Yeah. There you go. So, yeah, there it is. Fun little bit of stuff for tonight, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you had fun. We kind of did, more or less. Don't forget, tomorrow, immediately following Raw, it's the post show.
Hopefully Raw is entertaining, so it gives us stuff to talk about on the Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Following that, available for download, will be the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Season 2, Episode 18. Available at wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, if it's not entertaining, what are you going to talk about?
We'll bitch and moan about why it's not entertaining.
Oh, I just thought you'd talk about, cookbooks.
We'll get to that.
Okay, sorry. Speaking about cookbooks, Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with Lindsay Ward.
Yes, we'll have NXT news, notes, and things. You never know what we'll come up with for The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, but available on May 11th. Renee Paquette, a.k.a. Renee Young, will be on the show to talk about her brand new cookbook, Messy in the Kitchen. You can pre-order it now at Amazon.com. She tells us all about the book. Tune in May 11th for that interview. Again, subscribe for her wherever you get your podcasts, because that's where it will be. We'll have a book review attached to that as well.
There you go. Shouldn't you add one more a.k.a. to her name?
What's the other a.k.a.?
A.k.a. Mrs. Moxley?
Yeah.
You could if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Whatever. Saturday nights, midnight-ish, or as close as we can get to it, another episode of The Weird, The Wild, The Wacky, The Financially Bankrupt, and Morally Perturbed, CB Radio.
CB Radio Live, every Saturday night, midnight-ish, CBRadioLive.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com.
There you go. Yeah, it was 1978, not 1976. Anyway, it was a long time ago. Don't worry about it. Hey, we're all over the social media scene, Rock. Did you know that?
We're on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can check out Wrestle Talk Radio on Twitter and Facebook at WTR Sunday Night.
Absolutely correct. You can find me on the Facebook at Tim Stein. Believe it or not, yeah, I'm there on Facebook. I just never use it. You want to interact with me, go to Twitter and follow me at Flames Forums. And I got a couple other Twitters. Don't worry about those for now. I'm working on building an evil empire and trying to catch up to Omega.
I mean, you just have to sign up enough places so that your inbox is never empty. It's simple. So if you want to see what I'm up to throughout the week, you can check me out over on Instagram or Facebook at The Plastic Addict. Everywhere else, find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel. That is the website, TJOmega.net. And that is twitch.tv/TJOmega for all my streaming hijinks.
In case she's on Twitter at least once a week minimum.
Yeah, you can find me at Twitter at Kyle Driver. Sometimes I tweet things, sometimes I don't. If you want to watch me do the costume murder gymnastics, you can find me at Clandestine Society. They have a show May 15th on their YouTube channel, and eventually, you will also see me wrestling for Real Canadian Wrestling. They're starting to put shows up on their YouTube as well. Find them at RCW Online.
Alberta Wrestling Academy. Are you doing anything with them?
No, I do Workforce Fitness Academy.
That's perfectly fine. Workforce Fitness Academy, located here in Calgary, training the next generation professional wrestlers. Check out Workforce Fitness Academy online if you're interested in becoming a pro wrestler. And get trained by Casey.
Yeah, I'll teach you how to fall down and do other stuff.
There you go. All right. So, that being said, we've got some stuff that we have to do next Sunday night, Rock.
We're talking about WrestleMania. Backlash. next week, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're going to be doing another episode of Pick'em.
Yeah.
Get ready to play. It's a lot of fun, and you might win. What might you win?
Tim's car.
No, you're not going to win my car. If you win, then what you win for winning is us telling you that you win.
Tim's Flames jersey.
No.
It's worth more than the car.
Not at this point in the season.
Say goodnight, Tim.
Good night, Tim.
WildTalkRadio.com.